Welcome to Storytelling. This week's guest is an avid horse rider and devoted grandmother who is dedicated to transforming lives through natural therapies. Her journey into holistic healing began years ago, leading her to specialise in clinical hypnotherapy, quantum journeys, hypnosis, NLP and more, with a doctorate in quantum counselling. With a passion for bioenergetics, she uses cutting-edge tools like NES health scans to optimise well-being for humans and animals. Her mission is to empower vitality and wellness through her compassionate approach and expertise in alternative health solutions. Please welcome Dr. Sue Williams, DQC.
Hello, Sue, and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Debbie. It's a real honour to be here, and the little pre-chats we've had, I think we'll be able to do a really good podcast today. I'm really looking forward to it.
Sue, you work a lot with animals and with humans in the realm of hypnotherapy. Can you explain more?
Yes, I work with the humans with the hypnotherapy, but I do energy work with animals and animal communication. And I don't want to put your audience off by having that sound too woo-woo, but I mean, everything is energy. And that's a scientific fact. That's not woo-woo, that's science. And I am able to connect with the animals using energy. And it's a two-way conversation. And you don't necessarily get the information back as words from the animals, because obviously they don't speak the language. But they do have their own language in the energy, and they can let you know any injuries, any pain they're feeling, to direct you to be able to put hands on and then do either hands-on body work or hands-on energy work. And you can relieve their pain. And the incredible thing is, as we do with the humans, we can access trapped emotions in the animals. And people will say, well, that's just crazy talk. You're a crazy woman. But the thing is, if you record, as we've done with the training that I've done with the animals, if you're videoing, or even if you have a still photo of the horse before you treat them, or the dog or the cat, but it's particularly visible on the horses just because of the size and shape of their body, you take a before photo or you start videoing. You do the treatments, do an after photo, or just view the end of the video, and their body has changed. The look on their face will have changed if you're able to release those emotions. And most often in horses, because they're a prey animal, it will be fear and anxiety. And then their face softens. The muscles around the eyes and the nose and the mouth all soften. Their body will relax. You can see where they've been holding tension. The tension is often caused by holding fear. And as you can imagine, some horses have been through horrific things, even being moved, sold on from a place where they have a friend. Now, you can imagine yourself, if you've got a friend or a family member that you're really close to, and then you're separated, and you have no way of contacting that person. This is how the horses feel. They get really attached. They're herd animals. They need to be with other animals. So, yeah, that's how I work with the animals, as opposed to the, well, I suppose it's more mainstream now, the hypnotherapy that I use with the humans.
What's really important is that you actually have horses yourself. Do you want to explain in what part of the world you are?
Yes, I'm in Australia, in Victoria, which is down in the southeast corner of the country. And we're very fortunate to actually be down on the coast on the Mornington Peninsula, which is southeast of Melbourne. And beautiful area. We're coming into autumn and winter now, so it's getting a bit cooler, but very dry. But yes, we're very fortunate to live down here. Best country in the world. I might be biased there, but a wonderful place to live in general. We're very lucky. We have a lot of freedom here.
So how does the hypnotherapy work with humans then? Because you explained mm-hmm. what you did with animals. How does this translate to humans?
Hypnotherapy in general accesses the subconscious mind. So we're all in some form of trance, in and out all day without us even realising. A lot of people say, oh, you couldn't hypnotise me. No, there's no way you could hypnotise me. But when you think about if you're reading a really good book, something that really catches your attention and you're absorbed in that book for maybe an hour and you think, oh, where did that time go? You're in trance. Or if you drive a particular way, perhaps from work to home, home to work, and you're coming home from work one day and you're thinking, I have to go to the supermarket and I have to do this, this, this and this, and then you realise you're home, how did I get here? I don't remember going through those traffic lights or through that intersection. And the subconscious mind has been working on autopilot, looking after you, which is its job, and it's taken over while your frontal lobe, the processing part of your brain that you use, well, we're using it now for speaking and listening, that's been thinking about all these other things that you have to do while your subconscious mind has been safely getting you from point A to point B. But the thing is with the subconscious mind, it's very literal. It will believe anything you tell it, which is a wonderful thing because when you go to a therapist like me, I can take you into a really relaxing trance where that analytical conscious mind just drifts away for a while and we connect with the subconscious mind directly, find out why it's holding negative thoughts, negative memories that are affecting people adversely. We can get rid of them. Because that's what the subconscious mind is like. It's a blueprint. So if there's something in there that's wrong, remove it and replace it. And when you remove something, you create a vacuum. So it's desperate to have that vacuum filled. So that's when we step in and fill it with positivity. Change the way you think about whatever it is that's been affecting your life adversely and fill it with something that's going to create a brand new life, something that's going to really assist you to move forward, because often these blocks that we feel are just something from the past that's sitting there. Subconscious mind is trying to do its job of protecting us, not realizing that it's not doing the right thing. So get rid of that, put in something positive, something that you really want to work towards, some goal, or just a general change to your life where you feel better, you feel happier, more positive. So that's what we aim to do with the hypnotherapy, is to get rid of the old negative and replace it with the new positive.
I think what you said just now is really quite telling, that we hold on to negativity and this is what plays out in our everyday life and world. What can someone do immediately to try and overcome some of those obstacles?
I think the first thing is to realize that's what you're doing, because humans, just as a natural part of their being, don't like change. So it's very hard to change and just by using willpower, because you will revert to your old way of being. We become comfortable in our discomfort, because that's what we know. We know that when we get up in the morning and we think, oh, I don't really want to go to work today because my boss is a real pig, he's so rude, and but I'm not going to change because that's what I do. I go to work each day and I put up with the rubbish that goes on there. But you have to realise that's the first step. You can change, as uncomfortable as it will be moving from that discomfort to a new way of being, you can do it. And once you start the process, you'll find it's really quite easy, because you'll find how pleasant it feels to move on from that discomfort. And you change your old reality to your new reality. And then you think, oh, wow, why didn't I do this before?
What has been the best transformation that you have seen?
I work with a lot of athletes, and I specifically, my sub-niche, if you could call it that, is working with equestrians. And I've had, well, such a large number of ladies, and it's normally women who come to me for the equestrian, but they've come to me, they've had an incident that perhaps they've had a fall and they've been injured or just shaken their confidence. And they had this lovely horse sitting out in the paddock. The horse hasn't necessarily done anything wrong. It's not a vicious horse or a nasty horse, but they've lost their confidence. And people are telling them, oh, just sell it. Why would you be paying all that money to look after a horse that you just don't ride anymore? But in their heart, these women are saying, oh, but I love the horse. I've loved riding in the past, but I just can't move past whatever this accident, incident, or maybe it's even that they've been somewhere and someone said to them, oh, God, look at her. She looks terrible on that horse and, oh, she can't ride. And they've taken that to heart. That's gone into their subconscious mind, and that's the message that they're getting all the time. I'm hopeless. Why should I even try? They come to me. We do, often it's only one session for equestrians, which is just amazing. But it can be one, two, or three sessions. And they change their mindset. I get photos back of them out riding, photos of the awards they've won, just after this mind-changing session, where they've got their confidence back. They've realised that it wasn't their actual reality. It was something that their subconscious was telling them. And they've moved on from it, and they've just excelled. They've done better than they had previously. So there are so many of these women that I've helped, and they've sent me all these photos and emails saying, wow, I wish I'd known about you earlier. And that's across the board with athletes too.
I think it's really important that, as you have already highlighted, that we be very careful about what we say to ourselves and what think of ourselves. And isn't there a very famous saying, would you allow someone to talk to you the way you talk to yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's so true. And as I said before, the subconscious is so literal. And if you take to heart something that someone says to you, that you aren't capable, that you look terrible on a horse, for example, and you think, oh, yeah. And it's amazing actually in sessions, because sometimes, in fact, more than sometimes, very often we'll go back to scenes that have happened in the person's childhood. I mean, really quite early, like 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. And riders especially, someone will have said something to them, like the parents have said, oh, I'm just wasting my money. You'll never be any good. And they have gone on to be quite good riders. But that thought is still stuck in the back of their mind. And when they have a doubt, that comes forward. And I think, oh, yeah, I know my parents told me I was never going to be any good. So I can't move past that. And that's how we go in. We address that. The person, see, and they'll say, I haven't thought of that in 30, 40 years. And, yeah, I remember that. That happened. Well, they had a fall and their parents were so distraught because the child had fallen off and injured themselves. That was imprinted in the child. Well, it can be anger as well. Anger, all the negative emotions that come from something like that, from an accident or an incident in childhood, and the imprinting from either their parent or the coach or who some important person in their life at that time, and it just sticks with them.
What final bit of advice would you like to provide to the audience?
I would love to be an advocate for hypnotherapy because it's not woo-woo. It's scientifically backed and it allows you to move forward in your life so easily. If you are someone who just can't reach their goals, who procrastinates because they think, no point me doing this today because I'm not going to be any good at it anyway, find a reputable hypnotherapist. At least have a chat with them and see what they can offer, because I can't believe how underutilized hypnosis is, because it's such a lovely thing to experience. You come out of it just floating. And the hypnotherapist can do the sessions with you to get you on the right path. Then they can do a recording for you to listen to after the session, which reinforces everything that you've done, keeps reinforcing the positivity so that it does get embedded in your subconscious mind. And you go forward and you're just a better version of yourself. And once you've experienced it, you can also use it in other areas of your life as you overcome things and other things come up. You say, oh, I can deal with that with hypnosis. In fact, I can even do a bit of self-hypnosis, just go into a bit of a meditation and say, I'm releasing whatever it is I need to release, and these are the better thoughts I'm going to think from today on. I would hope that the audience would at least investigate this now as a new form of therapy for themselves, because it's such a wonderful thing to experience.
Sue, I just want to thank you so much for sharing your story and for being a guest on this podcast.
Oh, it's been amazing. Thank you so much for inviting me, Debbie.
If you'd like further details about Sue, then please follow links in the show notes.